Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you this day for the precious time that we are in, that Yahweh has assembled a people to declare the authority and the power of that great name. Now men today, they do deny it, they ostracize it, they reject His precious name, for they do not realize the anointing and the power that is in the name of Yahweh. We have declared the name of Lord, God, Jesus, and all kinds of deities. Yet there has not been a power to resonate upon the face of the earth to declare this deity that this nation of America and those that walk in that apostate Christendom, for its titles are pagan. Those that are the saints of Yahweh, there are only a few to declare that precious, wonderful, and the mighty name of Yahweh Almighty. He is not Christo, neither is He Jesus. His name is not transliterated Jesus Christ. That is a pagan identity. It has no power and authority. That is why this we call the assembly. You prefer the church. I call those that are Yahweh's the assembly, or those that are collected in the assembly of Yahweh's house. And so for many years we have declared and extolled this name of Jesus. Yet there is no power or anointing at all. This what we call, quote, the church, unquote. It is a powerless entity. There is no authority. They must bargain with the politicians. They have their little cutting types of religious practices. And there is no power emanating from it at all. Many will say, well, I do mighty things in the name of Jesus. Well, Satan does a lot of things in the name of religion, in the name of false names and gods, deities. Yahweh has brought a people to this hour whereby His name is going to be glorified, exalted, and lifted up to the glorious kingdom of the heavens. Man today, in their sheer ignorance, their pride, they will say, well, I got saved in the name of Jesus. That is absurd. Yahweh saved us. You that are saved from the foundation of the earth. Now, what is the salvation that David proclaimed, or this Yoshak, Yoshua, is the saving power of Almighty Yahweh? And what we have today, we have a melancholin, a hybrid religion that brings in every ecumenical spirit and denies the power of Yahweh, for His identity is in His name. We have walked under our apostate religious traditions and practices. So the man of Yahweh began to declare the atonement of this hour, and that is that we come before Him in His name. What king you would visit and not declare the king's name? Would you go before your honorable president of the United States of America, who would not declare His name, President George Bush? So it is with Yahweh, for that is a name that is above all names. It is a name that ought to be, and it will be declared upon the face of the earth. That is why Messiah, Yahshua, Messiah of Israel, Israel has nothing to do with skin color, ethnicity, etymology, or origin of one. It has to do with the power of Yahweh with his people. And they extolled that name and identified that name. I may say to you, my friend, those that are in Israel today, and there is a range of color in that nation, and they all declare that they are the Jews. They're not in the house of Israel. Those that are of that nation, they would declare the name of Yahweh, for he is the mighty one of Israel, and he is their everlasting El, and their king. Messiah knew that, and as he realized that his present form in the earth would only exist for a few short days, as he met those disciples, as they had all gone back to their devious and corrupt ways, they had forsook the hope of Israel, and they began to wallow in their own self-will, as we do in this nation. He said unto them, he said, I want you to go, ye therefore. I want you to go, my friends, and I want you to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy, or the Ryu of Yahweh. Now let me emphasize that greatly tonight, because what Messiah said, I want you to go, therefore, to every nation. Let the voice of Yahweh resonate from every nation. He did not declare to baptize them or submerge them in the name. In the name of the Father, he identifies the Father. And this ignorant generation, they denounce the Father. They despise his name. They reject that profound truth. Now he said, you go and baptize them in the name of Yahweh. He said, by the authority or my authority that I give unto you. And you will know that it is through and in the power or the strength, the direction of the Holy Ra'u, the Spirit of Yahweh. You will know that it is done by that inspiration. Why? Because there are three. They bear witness in the heavens. That is the Father, the Word, and the Spirit of Yahweh. And that three is one. Messiah came in the Father's name. He did not come in the name of Jesus. He was not a Latin Greek individual. And when the angel came unto Miriam, he spoke the name in Hebrew. Now this vile generation will say we do not speak Hebrew. I will say to you, my friend, I understand that there is no pure language. But language and names never change in languages. The name of an individual, it transcends language barriers. And so Messiah said, I have declared the name of Yahweh unto you. Men had begun to submerge themselves in the goddess Diana, all kinds of gods, Ashtaroth, Moloch, Molcham. And they had begun to denounce the name of Yahweh. And Messiah said, for in that birth is my name birth in that birth. And the Spirit will bear witness of this great name, and it will instruct you in the power of the righteousness of Almighty Yahweh. Now men say today, as Messiah said, I will pray to the Father. Who is his Father? You tell me, even in the Evangel or the good news of Yohana, John, that the word Father is mentioned 104 times. and only in six accounts there, it is not speaking of Yahweh. You tell me one, bring that kind of attention to their father, and he never mentioned his name. No, it is the religious corrupt doctrines and the religious translations that deny the name of Almighty Yahweh. His name is an eternal name. We that say we know him, we must be baptized in that name. Because Messiah has given us the authority to be baptized in that name. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, preach, and I have the great power of the Holy Ghost. Lies. This trash that we call the Spirit of Yahweh. You have this convulsion, this folly in these whorehouses. You have them in convulsions and all kind of spittle coming from their mouths and acting as though that they are heathens. Yahweh doesn't act like that. That is a traditional manifestation of the spirit of that tradition. It is not the power of Yahweh. And this nation that says that it knows Yahweh, or quote, their God, and there is no power to bind the adversary of darkness, they have no power of Almighty Yahweh. They have a religious constitution and a religious spirit. And when that spirit fills their hearts, it brings them alive according to the religious mandates and the stipulation of that religion. It is not the power of Yahweh. But a man is certainly sealed with that anointing as Yohanan. He went forth to do the will of Almighty Yahweh. And he declared that I must decrease, that Messiah, Yeshua, must increase. And what do we find today? We don't find an increase of the knowledge of the truth of Messiah. When a man comes to that profound knowledge, he is made free from every bondage and every power of darkness that comes to bind him or bring him into servitude of sin. And the powers that be, it is not the anointing of Yahweh, is full of sin and folly today. And they will say, we have the Holy Ryu of the Spirit of Yahweh. If that's the case, my friend, why is it that the apostolic are led into one truth, and the Baptists another, the Pentecostals another, the Methodists another, the Episcopalians, the Lutherans, and they all declare that they have the inspiration of Yahweh's anointing, and yet they deny his name. So life from the bowels of darkness, you have no power without that name resonating in your soul. That is why this identity, or the thing that you identify as what you call, quote, the church, unquote, there is no power in the midst of it. And hell has overcharged it because it is the beacon of hell. It is the light of hell. What is the message today? And this whore that you call the church, it is the same one that Shatan tried to lure Messiah with, to offer him the kingdoms, riches, things of this life. Tell me, my friend, tell me what denomination today that is at the cornerstone of their false doctrines. That Yahweh, or, quote, God wants you to be rich. And that's all they know. You can't find that in Scripture. Not where Yahweh said that he would give us these things that this wicked world clamors for, a desire above the truth of Almighty Yahweh. That name is an excellent name, and it's a splendid name. Now that is why you have so much diversity in baptism. But Messiah, he spoke, and he told them, you go and baptize them in the name. That is not the authority, but it's the shame, the name of Yahweh. What is the name then? Is it Lord? Lies from hell? Is it God? Dad? Can't be. He's mightier than the gods. David said, amongst the gods, there is none like you. They tried to excel to the pinnacle of his righteous persona, and they can't do it. Look at your God. Look at your religious God. Tell me what he has granted unto you or your goddess. They cannot stand in the power and the oldness of Almighty Yahweh. So he said to his disciples, you go to every nation. Let them hear my voice. And you submerge them in water in the name of the Father. Now that's simple. Messiah meant what he said. Oh, you tell me he meant the authority? I know what you apostolics say. Father's not a name. You are absolutely right. It is a title of the one that dispenses the authority of the Father. You are absolutely right. I have no compunction with that. It is truth. But it's not Jesus Christ. It is not Lord Jesus Christ. It is not Jesus. He said baptize them in the name of the Father. Now what we must do to obey the commands of Yahweh, and we say we love him and keep not his commandments, we are flat out liars. We need to find the Father's name. He must possess a name. Now what is the Father's name? Well, this wicked generation denies it. They despise it. They are a curse, and this generation is one that is cursed. That has no purity. It's nothing but a generation of dogs. What is a dog? It's one that possesses a mind that is impure. We need the mind of Messiah. Yeshua. We need that mind. Baptize them in the name of the Father. And we must do that, my friend. Baptize in water. Submerge. In the name of the Father. And he said, and by the way, it is the authority that I give unto you that you will do these works. And you will do it by that tremendous instruction of the Spirit of Yahweh. Now do you recall in the Acts of the Apostles, after Pentecost, now Messiah spoke this to Peter. You think Peter did something that was opposite against what Messiah said? There's a profound unction that day as this mighty anointing from above set upon the house of the saints of Yahweh. And Peter, as this great anointing began to overtake and charge the men, those that were filled in that upper room, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Yeshua, Messiah, for the remission of sin. He said, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ruach. He said, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahweh, our great mighty power, has called unto everyone whom Yahweh has called. Well, Messiah gave them the authority. What name did he come in? In the Father's name, Yahweh. He came in that name. I say to you, my friend, he did not come in this deceitful name that has amassed this religious horde together. And we've been a part of that. Our minds have been shaped by this prostitute that sells her children unto Molech, Molcham, to the fire of darkness. And that is why they're so staunch today in their religious practices, that they will not adhere to the commands of Yahweh. They reject that. There are three that bears witness. And that is the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And when Yahshua, even, as Scripture tells us, when he came unto Galilee, unto Jordan, he came unto John, the Scripture says, to be baptized, to be submerged in the waters by John. And Yohana, when he saw this, he knew the very power of this one that was coming unto him. And Scripture tells us that Yohana, he forbade him. He said, I have need to be baptized of thee. And thou comest to me. Messiah answered him too. He says, suffer, permit this to be so, or this take place now. For thus it becometh us to fulfill righteousness. Then he suffered it. And it said that Yahshua was baptized. He went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of Yahweh descend like a dove, and it lits upon him. What name was Messiah baptized in? He was baptized in the name of Yahweh. And he commands us to be baptized in that name by the authority of Messiah and through men that are filled with the Spirit, that they do it according to the will of Yahweh. This Christ that we have done in a religious practice, that's all it's been. It has not produced any kind of fruit. This, what you call the assembly today, tell me what the fruit are. Where are the fruits? There's no fruit of righteousness, none of love. Tell me, my friend, that you can walk in your hypocrisy and say what a great thing is being done by the assembly. Men do things for their own religious persona. They want to be exalted. They want to be recognized. And they say they do it in the name of Christ. Which Christ? There's only one Messiah. He's anointed of Yahweh. So which Christ are you doing your works in? Which one do you labor for? Your own Christ, because you save yourself. You anoint yourself. You will not adhere to Yahweh and do His will. You will not obey, submit to the laws and the commands of Almighty Yahweh. You do what you desire. That name is a precious name. And that is the name whereby Yahweh has given unto us, whereby we that are called and elected, that we can be saved in that name and by that name and no other name. We have been very religious. We have practiced all kinds of religious practices. The Baptists got their God and their right. The Methodists, they have their God. The Pentecostals, and they all say they have the Spirit. I believe them. They do. It is the spirit of their tradition. The spirit of their lies. It's not the Spirit of Yahweh. It's not His great anointing, my friend. We need that in this hour. What this thing that you call His Spirit, it bears witness with the truth. Then why can't the Baptist bear witness with the Methodist? The truth is in His name. How can you know the one that sent forth this truth? And Messiah is the truth. How do you trust that when you don't know the one that sent Him? Oh, you say His name is God? It's a title. It's not a name. No more than Father's a name. It's a title. And it's not His name. But in that name of Yahweh are the essentials of His attribute. He's the Father. He's the Judge. He's the Mighty One. It is all in that name. And there is no other name that details the great power of this Mighty One. It's not in the name of Jesus, because the wicked, at this time of the year, the seasonal pagan holidays, if they all will celebrate their Jesus, their baby Jesus, in His manger, you go across this nation, you will see their baby Jesus everywhere. And that's what He is to them. He is this pagan identity that they all kind of celebrate Him. Yet when you mention the name of Yahweh, then we began to rise in the vehement spirit. Many of these men that declare the name, they're very shallow with it. He has a mighty name. And His name is going to be glorified and exalted in this hour, whether you declare it or not, whether you reject it or not. It is to your own damnation and your own judgment. When Pharaoh denied that name, he brought judgment upon the whole house of Egypt. He raised him up, that Pharaoh would deny that name. And in denying that name, Pharaoh, they declared that name. For that name was known and declared throughout the whole earth. What names are declared today? Every kind of vile, vile God there is. Yet the name of Yahweh is not declared. Only to his children and his house. Every heathen religion has a name of their God. And yet this thing that you call, quote, Christianity, I don't call it that. It is not the way of Yahweh. That way seems right. It is right to every man. You can walk that way. You can be just anything you want to. It is not so when the truth of Yahweh is revealed unto a man. I want to point out something to you, my friend. You must be baptized in his name. It is not the name that is declared that we must be baptized. You say to me, Pastor Roberts, well, we have the English translation. Who gave the English the authority, this arrogant people, to change Yahweh's name that is based upon their intellect and their acceptability? His name is Yahweh. It's not this hybrid lie, Jehovah. And the Son came forth in the power of Yahweh, and he simply declares unto the house, I'm salvation. And that is why Yeshua is salvation. Our hope is in Messiah. Yahweh saves his house. Salvation belongeth unto him. He's going to save his people, for he wants his name to be exonerated, glorified, acknowledged, and esteemed in the minds of men, in the hearts, their thoughts. When your heart was on the Isle of Patmos, he was there for the revelation of Messiah. He was not there for the revelation of Jesus. Can I ask you this, my friend? The pagan gods, like Zeus, their names have never changed. And they're still Zeus, Hercules. The names are the same. And the names never change. Yet when it comes to the name of Yahweh, it is totally obliterated. It is taken out of text. There is where the power is, my friend, in the name. When one of royalty present themselves unto their subjects, they will hail the great king. When you enter into a courtroom, they will tell you, all rise, for the Honorable Judge Willie James Smith is entering the courtroom. And everyone riseth. You know the judge. Yet this great L that we serve, the mighty one, Yah, why is it that his name is not known amongst those that call him Father? Who are you calling Father? You don't even know you're calling Father. What child that has a father in the home and doesn't know his name? Well, he calls him Father, but he knows that that's Father David, Father John, Father Will. They know their father. And yet we say we call him Father, and Messiah called him Father. And there is no name associated with that. What a pagan lie. They have eradicated the name of Yahweh out of Scripture. But he has a name. And it will be declared throughout the earth. Throughout the earth. When Yahweh was on the Isle of Patmos, the Scripture tells us in Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. I want to hold that. You are listening to the voice of Victory Broadcast. And this is Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you tonight. You that will call me, listen. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. Call now, area code 843-658-6222. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. Leave your name, address, and zip codes. You that will write, simply address your letter to me. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Write, call. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to get back to this word of faith that I hope your hearts have been inspired tonight by it. What name have you been baptized in, submerged in? Don't let these charlatan, deceive preachers tell you it makes no difference. They don't want to deal with the doctrinal aspects, and that baptism is a aspect of doctrine. Peter never told anyone to be baptized in Jesus' name. You cannot deduct or change a man's name from one culture to the other. You see the very traumatic things that are taking place in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. Their names do not change, or they're not translated for English acceptability. Their names are the same, whether they're Hebrew names, Polish names, Russian names. We try our best to enunciate them, or pronouncing them in the best way we can, until we get a greater understanding of that name. The Messiah's name has never changed. It is not Jesus, my friend. This is the deception of this whore, this Catholic prostitution. She prostitute all of these pagan religions, and they all hold fast to her pagan traditions. That's why they will not keep the Sabbath. They walk in their pagan Sundays and their pagan sun rituals. They have her birth in them, and they can't let that holy spirit depart from them. Yahweh has not cleansed them. It's a filthy, vile trash of darkness. It's not Yahweh's anointing. Man declares himself to be one walking in the power of Yahweh. Yahweh's revealing unto us His name in this hour. He wants us to know His name. Your heart says, the Scripture says, Revelation chapter 2. I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. John said, I saw another angel ascending from the east. From this Eastern religious practice, having the seal of the living Yahweh. Do you hear that? The seal? We that are the saints of Yahweh, we have been sealed by the Spirit of Yahweh. Do you understand the seal of this Leviathan, this wicked spirit of this hour? Do you not understand this spirit of this hour? Leviathan. Now Yahweh has a seal. So does this false prophet and this anti-Messiah. His name written in their forehead or in their hand. Where did he get that from? From the Father. And so the seal of this Leviathan or this satanic power today, it is the pride, her scales. His scales. Or his pride, shut up together as a closed seal. And that's what seals him. That's why your mind is sealed today. Sealed in darkness because of your pride. I know what I'm saying. You're a liar. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know that name. You don't know it. You've all walked in that deception. I have. And don't say you've never been deceived. Thank you, Yahweh, we haven't been bewitched. When a man is bewitched, he cannot obey truth. And when you began to fall under that bewitched spirit, you can't obey the truth. You're talking about demonic powers. That is more destructive than some devil. But a man can't obey the truth. So John, your heart saw this mighty power of Yahweh in the heavens. He saw the one bring in the living seal of Yahweh. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom he was given to hurt the earth and the sea. He said, first of all, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their forehead. Is that easy to be understood? Look at that in Revelation chapter 2, chapter 7, verse 2 and 3. We must seal those servants of Yahweh in their forehead. And he says in verse 4, Revelation chapter 7, verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribe of Israel, of the children of Israel. That's very easy to understand, my friend. Yohanan saw this profound work being done. There's only a few that will receive that name. There are not many that will receive his name. Now he said, you can't destroy anything on the earth until the name is sealed in their forehead. Now what Satan says, destroy everything, and I will seal them, those that are mine. Yahweh said, you can't do anything until mine are sealed in their forehead. That is what Scripture says. He saw 144,000 of the tribe of the children of Israel sealed. They were sealed. Now, Yohanan, as he began, as this revelation began to come to his fullness, he tells us the seal of that 144,000. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. That is why our seal today is to be baptized in the Father's name, by the authority of the Son, through the power and instruction of the Spirit. It is not the name of Jesus. And if there's an act that is that important, that Messiah, before he could ascend, he had to give them that message. It's a very important deed. It's an important act. And you can allow your religious practices, and your rebellious, your pride, your scales of pride. They have closed the seal of your mind. They have sealed your mind where you can't hear. Where you reject the truth of Yahweh. Messiah spoke that. And I don't believe he spoke a lie. He said, I want you to go therefore. And I want you to make sure that they are baptized in the name of the Father. And when men ask you, how's that? Tell them that that man, Yahshua, the one that came in the Father's name, he has given me the authority to do it. And you will know you have the power to do it because there will be a mighty unction that flow from your soul. The Spirit will bring about a great witness unto you. Messiah did not give us a false commandment. And men will say, well, that commandment was fulfilled with Peter. It was. But it was not in the name of Jesus Christ. But it's not the name. You that have been baptized in that name, you must be baptized in the Father's name. And that's the truth. I know what religious say. Well, it's not a valuable principle. Is it not? The principles of Yahweh, they're valuable. They're important principles. He can't lie. And Messiah didn't lie. It is important that we understand truth because that is the power that breaks the shackles of this bondage of this hour in this land that we're in. That's why many are bound today. They have no liberty, no freedom to move in the Spirit. You must do what Messiah said. Now, Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. John said, I look and lo, he said, I saw a lamb that stood on Mount Sion. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. And he said, and with him I saw 144,000 having his, not Messiah, but his Father's name written in their foreheads. Well, you say, well, that's his authority. You're a foolish man. You're a foolish woman. John said he saw his father's name. Who did the Messiah talk about all the time? His father. Well, what is his father's name? You must be baptized that way. You can shun it. You can reject it. It is your own peril. What about the ones that have gone on before us? They were saved because Yahweh saved them. We are dealing, or we are in an hour today whereby the powers of darkness are going to be loosed upon the earth. And there will be one thing they desire, and that is the seal of their king in your forehead. That's why the minds today are so foolish, full of sin, full of darkness, full of hell and corruption. And the mindset is so corrupt today. Johannes said, I saw them with the seal of his father, having his father's name written now. Do you understand when something is written what it is? It is inscribed with pen, with instrument that will mark. You can't get around his name. That is why it is important that we be baptized in his name. I don't care what the religious practitioners say. We're not practicing religion. We're endeavoring to please Yahweh. A religion is some worship, a form of worship to any god. It makes you no different. You can be a Muslim and be religious. You can be a Jew and be religious. You can be a black man and be religious. You can be a white racist and be religious. You can be an Indian racist and be religious. You can be a Mexican racist and be religious. You can be a black racist and be religious. Has it nothing to do with Yahweh? The men that are full of the scales of pride, because they are the seed of Leviathan, of this beastly spirit of this hour. And their eyes cannot see. Their eyes are closed because they are sealed. Johannes said, I saw this 144,000 sealed with the name of the Lamb's father. Well, who was Messiah's father? Do you know his name? Let me say to you ignorant men, you women, that say, well, I will never call my mother by name. What a lie. I would never call my father by his name. What an honor. When a father sees his son, that he has matured to the point he's a man, that he honors him like a man. I know, you people today, the fathers dishonor their sons and never regard them as men. Not the patriarch, they regarded their sons. And Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they call one another that. Honorable men. He said, I saw the name of the Father written in their forehead. I saw the name of the Father. He looked, he saw the Lamb on Mount Sion. And he saw 144,000. Having now the Lamb, his Father's name written in their forehead. What is the name of the Father? Who is his Father? The Messiah. Talk about him. Why, sure he did. That's why he told the apostles, go throughout the entire world. Let the knowledge of Yahweh reach to the world. You baptize them in that name. You have the authority from me. That is why I pray for you to receive the Comforter. When he comes, he will instruct you how to do it. And you will not have to fear man and those applications. Messiah said in John, Yohanan, chapter 5, verse 42, he said, but I know, as he talked to that religious group of people, and many of you that listen to me, you're very religious. Yahweh has brought you here to show you actually what's in your heart. He said, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. Now in the King James or some of these renditions, it will say the love of God in you. He's greater than a God. I say to you, my friend, look in Scripture. If it's not factual in Scripture, it's a lie. All gods are made. Every god Every God. Show me a God that's not made. Every God. Every God is made. Every God is made. Yahweh has no beginning or end. That's why his name, the Great Mighty One. There's none other like him. That's why David looked amongst the gods and saw their attributes, and none was like Yah. None were like Yah. Messiah said, I know you don't know me because you don't have the love of Yahweh in you. That's why you don't know his name today, my friend. You don't have the love of Yahweh. And don't tell me because men are on radio broadcasting in many outlets, that doesn't mean nothing at all. It carries no weight with Yahweh. This is a gullible, foolish world. We're not standing for the strength of truth. They love men that are liars and perverters. Messiah said, I know you don't have the love of Yahweh in you because I come in my Father's name. Now, if you will look at the spelling of that in Revelation, it has an apostrophe. Same way, capital F-A-T-H-E-R, apostrophe S, possession. So you tell me that they're going to have the Father's authority written in their forehead? Answer me, my friend. Same frame of grammatics and sentence, basically the same. Messiah said, I've come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another come in his own name, him ye will receive. So if another comes in his own authority, you receive. And one comes and say, I'm the governor, or I'm a police officer. What is your name, sir? He says, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from Yahweh all that? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There's one that accused you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. He wrote of Yahweh. The word was made flesh, my friend. He wrote of Yahweh. He wrote of this mighty one. He said, but if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? Because I come in my Father's name. Your honor said, I saw that 144,000 having the seal of the Father in their forehead. Now, my friend, if you want to look at semantics or practicality of this, look at the readings, look at the formation of that sentence structure, and you will see the subject there, the verb. You will see Father spelled the same way in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. He said, having his Father's name written in their forehead. He said, I've come in my Father's name. Now, if that's the case, then it means that they're going to have their Father's authority. Well, what is the Father's authority written in their forehead? It's a generation that is very foolish. It will not receive the reproof of their wrong ways. It doesn't want that. Yahweh the Father has a name. And my friend, it is not Jesus Christ. That is not his name. Hear this, man of Yahweh, tonight. It is for the saving of your soul, for the assurance in this hour. We, as we hear the truth, we are responsible from that moment. There are those that have gone on, and yet because of their purity of heart, the desire, the sincerity, the motive of their desire. You always saw that. And even their ignorance, because from the before the foundation of the earth, he ordained them in him to be saved. And so what Yahweh did is he did in the dispensation of Messiah. He had to reveal a truth and a profound truth in the power of his name that he would save men through his spirit. His word is spirit. And his life. So he sent Messiah. He was made flesh. He dwelt amongst us. He beheld and saw all of our inabilities and our weaknesses. He dealt with every last one of them. That he may give unto us the strength of power. That we can overcome every power, every spirit of darkness in the name of his Father. And you cannot honor the Son without honoring the Father. No, you cannot. Because the Son made known the Father. He made known the Father. He wanted the Father's name to be recognized, because Yahweh is the Great One, the Creator, and there's no other one. Messiah says in John chapter 10, Yohana 10 verse 25, even the names of these men, they're not in this Greek pagan rendition. The Latin names, they're not, because they all identify the specifics of Yahweh. And so our educators haven't taught us how to enunciate their names and the relevance of their names. Yohana, Yahweh is grace. Melakar Yah. They were all in the family of Yah. The Messiah's name couldn't be Jesus. All right, my friend. No, I will not play devil advocate. If Messiah's name is Jesus, tell me the Father's name. Then the Father's name is Jesus too. Lies. Can't be. Yohana chapter 10, verse 25. Yahshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name. So if the name is written in their foreheads, is that the Father's authority written there? No, my friend, that's His name. The Messiah said, I do it in my Father's name. He said, all these work, and they bear witness of me, because I am in my Father's name. He said, but ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep. I said unto you. He said, you can't believe this name because you're not the sheep of Yahweh. All of you that are the sheep will believe in this righteous name. There's no other name. It's not Jesus. These men are liars. I've preached that many years. Yahweh brought that great revelation of understanding unto me. It did not come by searching books. It was just that conviction in my soul that my Father has a name. And I wanted to know, it is found in Psalms 68:4. For His name is Yahweh is His name. The Tetragrammaton is found throughout historical documents. Yet men deny it. Will you continue to deny it? Or will you acknowledge His powerful name? Will you continue in family traditions that make void the word of Yahweh? Or will you begin to call upon that great name? It's a wonderful name, and there is no other name like it. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name on the heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And it's not the name of Jesus. It's the name of Yahweh. Because only in that name is salvation. Nor the name whereby there is salvation in that name, but in the name of Yahshua, for He is Yah in flesh, to save and to redeem His people. And we must begin to understand that. Well, there's much historic document that will say that that is the Hebrew name. Well, what did He speak in? Who did He come to? He came to the Hebrews. The name doesn't change. Then why does the name Michelangelo or Vladimir Putin, why do their names stay the same? Gorbachev, Ayatollah Khomeini, Muhammad Fahad Hadid, why do their names stay the same? Yet the name of Yahweh has been transformed or hybridized and paganize, that it will accept this pagan palate of this wicked world. And in every nation, the name of Jesus is said a different way. Not the name Yahshua. Yahweh must be said the same. When He comes, every knee is going to bow. And every tongue is going to confess that He is Yahweh. And the language and the name will be the same. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. We hope tonight that His word was an inspiration to you. You need to listen to this broadcast again, this one tonight, that it may inspire your heart. You that will write me, address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts. 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, SC, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You write me, send a gift, send a gift. You always open your ears to hear this, send a gift to the man of Yahweh. I will send you out even a copy of this message, or say, Pastor Robert, send me out a message that will inspire my heart. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. And Pastor Roberts will send you out this message. You need to listen to it again. It will inspire your heart. It will bless you. Now, you that will call me tonight, call me. Call now. You can call. The telephone will be answered. Area code 843-658-6222. Again, area code 843-658-6222. Call me right, because it inspires my heart to hear from you saints. And the letters that I receive, it blesses me to know that you're listening and the broadcast has been an inspiration to your soul. We gather here at Victory Community each Shabbat, Wednesday night service. You that will call or write, we'll give you information concerning our fellowship and our services. Yahweh has blessed us. Now we are erecting or building our low-power FM radio station that will reach a potential around 20,000 people in this area. We hope in the near future that we can cover the span of this area to reach a good number of people for the kingdom's sake. There are many brothers throughout the nation that are doing their labor for Yahweh that He has placed them, and I regard that, I honor that, and I respect them. You that hear me, we're building a recording studio to record songs for Yahweh, not this filthy trash that they call music. You that can sing, we have accomplished musicians here. We're in the process of doing that. I will begin the work tomorrow on that building, laying the blocks to do that. We do want to hear from you, you that can sing, have gifts and talents for Yahweh, that you may come and utilize the facility of Yahweh to sing, that we may put the voice and the songs to bless Him upon the radio and the station, that we will fill the airways, wherever Yahweh intends this broadcast to go, instead of this pagan, traditionalized trash that we hear and we call praising it, Almighty Yahweh. They're praising the pagan God because it caused the flesh to move. It's nothing but fleshly gyrations and all this filthiness. They don't even honor their God because they don't even use His name in their music anymore. So let Yahweh deal with your heart concerning that, and Yahweh will bless you. We're glad that we're able to be here with you this night to bless your hearts, to inspire you to press on. Press on in the faith, because we know that Messiah is coming. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. Do you hear from us? We pray that Yahweh bless you mightily and cause your strength to be full with the knowledge of His truth, that your desire of all things is to please Him. So from all the saints here in Victory Community, we say to you, our friends and our listening, Shalom in Yahshua's mighty name. We bless you. Come with us. By coming be soon. Yahweh bless you.